Well, first of all, those deadlines are not realistic deadlines. Let me give you an example. Let's assume that they have a plausible lawsuit about the computer glitches. Let's assume they have evidence. We hear it from Sidney Powell. I heard it from others. I haven't seen the evidence, but hypothetically, let's assume they have the evidence. They bring a lawsuit, and the judge says, we have to take evidence. We have to have a trial. The judge will have that trial. The judge will be influenced by the deadlines of the safe harbor and the electoral college. But the strategy of the Trump team is to let the cases go forward so that the Secretary of State, who might be a Republican in some states, won't certify the electors. And then when it comes for the day that the electors vote, if there aren't enough electors to give Biden the 270, it goes to the House. That's the strategy, so that although there are deadlines, the deadlines cut both ways. They cut against the Trump administration in the sense that they have to get in their lawsuits quickly, but they might cut against Biden if the lawsuits legitimately go beyond the constitutional deadlines. This is a very complicated area.